celebrity chefs are just about every place these days. But when I was a little kid, there were two. There was Julia Child, and there was a vivacious Englishman known as the Galloping Gourmet.
Made it. Thank you so much for being here. Bless your hearts. Hey, I've got a great dish for you, and it's a great lump of steak. A super dish. I'll show you where it comes from. It comes from England, comes from a place called Clifton, which
is... The Galloping Gourmet would literally gallop onto the set holding a glass of wine. I later found out his secret is he had cellophane holding the wine in. But anyway, the Galloping Gourmet was on in my house and many, many other TVs in the late 60s and early 70s. Well, the Galloping Gourmet himself, Graham Kerr, lives here in the Skagit Valley in Mount Vernon. He has been out of the celebrity chef game for a long time, but he's just written a memoir called Flash of Silver, where he compares his life to the journey of an animal that he has watched many times, a Chinook salmon.
I looked at that and thought to myself, here's something that gets burst in a certain place, comes downriver and experiences things that are new all the time, kind of like a childhood. Adolescence breaks out into the ocean of opportunity, released from family. Ooh, I can do my thing. I can eat anything and avoid being eaten. And then in this magical moment, rain falls on the mountains, the freshet of the fresh water picked up the scent of my birthplace, runs down, comes out of the Columbia River, and I sniff it and turn and come in with the tide, and then I begin to go upstream against the current of affairs or whatever that might be until I die. But in the death, I survive as a species. And I looked at that and I thought, if there isn't ever a perfect metaphor for people nowadays, it's that. By all means, we all have that rite of passage. We come down, we experience. We all get into the ocean of opportunity. Some of us have road signs that come up and say, whoa, just a moment, if you keep on doing this, it may not be a good idea. And when we get that, we make a turn. And that's turning back up that fresh river, if you like, and feeling a sense of invigoration by doing that, and a real potential of finishing one's life well. So that's the reason why.
It is a spectacular finish, a journey and a finish, isn't it?
Yes, it really is. And true. I have a friend who says that the chief purpose of life should be to prepare for a joyful death.
Mr. Kerr, the salmon's main job before spawning is to get fat. And I remember you on TV cooking with a lot of fat. But didn't you renounce that later?
Yes. Well, it's not renounce it so much as run head on into it. You know, sometimes you see some road signs which says slow down. And this is one of those. My wife Trina had a stroke and a heart attack, diabetes, hypertension. And you either find a cheap way of burying somebody or you actually try to keep them alive. Mm-hmm. And I tried the latter. And I had 28 wonderful years of pulling a U-turn and learning how to live differently. And I pulled a U-turn of 180, not 360. Some people pull U-turns and keep going.
And 360 and go the same direction?
They're going in exactly the same direction. It's very hard to make changes. And I guess my purpose behind the book altogether is that some people would join me in this wonderful upstream life and find ways for themselves to be able to change their habits that they want to change. That's, for me, if I could ever have a wonderful ending to my life, it would be that.
We're talking with Graham Kerr, who you know as the Galloping Gourmet. I'd like to talk about how we stay connected with food and nature.
Yeah.
Since it was you and Julia Child, our TV is now full of chefs. I mean,
178, my last
178.
Check. Yeah.
Oh, there's plenty of attention to how we eat, but what do you think it has done to the way we eat?
We have adapted to speed in the way that we eat. We feed at speed. And the result of that is that truly, we're from one meal to another, we will gulp it down, and quite often, unfortunately, we will have media at the same time. So we're not really paying much attention to it. and the cook who has to cook for a person who's not paying much attention hasn't got much of an audience. And so the result is that its tendency to veer towards doing less labor because it isn't a rewarding enough experience. In France, a good chicken can be brought home and cooked lovingly, and the husband coming back from work, "My darling, this is so wonderful. You are the most perfect cook in all the world." Now, a woman like that gets that kind of response. It's fun, and it's wonderful, it's rewarding. But the guy who sits down in a lazy, you know, whatever, boy chair, mm-hmm. and pulls a lever and gets out a six-pack, having had his gut stretched and was watching ESPN, there's no real reason for a person doing that. And to a large extent, unless we've come from another country recently, the chances are that we give up that oasis of opportunity of real life and relationship over a table. We give it up for some kind of listening to whatever Trump is doing at the same time as we're eating something that somebody has prepared for me to nourish me. And that's what I used to say to my darling. I want to nourish you and I want to delight you. And I want to be able to relate to you over the table. I don't want to listen even to NPR when we are eating together. And we did that and I love that. And now that she's gone, I eat with NPR. But I'm paying attention to what I cook for myself.
So there's a change to be made. There's an opportunity there.
Yes.
And you write about how the salmon can do that epic 180 instead of a 360 and go in the same direction. Mm-hmm. How can we make change?
In the past, as the Galloping Gourmet, I was known as the high priest of hedonism.
Yeah.
All right. And they also
eat if it tastes good, smells good, eat it and then drink a lot of wine afterwards.
Exactly right. And I loved every moment of it. Please understand. Somebody says, "Don't you regret what you used to do?" And I say, "No, I did it with my whole heart. I did." But having said that, I got the award, the Broken Wooden Spoon Award, which was given by Weight Watchers International for the most dangerous man alive for people who wanted to be well. Hmm. So you come from there and you pull this U-turn and you go to a man who wants to cook for his family and care for them. That is an amazing change because from full-fat, full-on gourmet great wines, you know, come on, let's live whilst we've got the chance to this business. Let's live a little longer and let's live a little stronger. And let's do that by being a little careful on the way we do that. That does not sell, my friend. There is a great difference between the Galloping Gourmet and who I am now. And I'm perfectly happy with that because I am living what I am talking about. Now, I used to live what I talked about and I found I had a wife who had a stroke and a heart attack and diabetes and hypertension. There is an end game to excess, right? And there is an end game to being nourished and cared for. And I know that it's possible to delight people, not at the same level, not at a lust level. That's a strong desire of the flesh desires certain things, really. I'm not going to mention what they are because then that becomes a legalism. Mm. And I don't want that. But I just know there's some things. I've got to have another one of those. This has gone out of my life. We eat to be nourished. And I love the thought of cooking for other people in the same way and helping other people to see that. It's a great, great way to finish a career.
Graham Kerr was famous as the Galloping Gourmet on public television. His new memoir is called Flash of Silver, and it is about pulling that U-turn 180 degrees and confronting your challenges swimming upstream to finish your journey. When he walked into our studio and we met, Graham Kerr handed me a piece of paper containing his typed-out statement of life purpose, like a personal mission statement. And it ends with these words: "When purpose becomes a central reason for staying alive, then personal resilience becomes more important, and we seek to do less harm to ourselves, those we love, and indeed to the planet we all share. This resilience seeking change is what I have called upstreaming. It is my purpose for staying alive. Graham Kerr, May 2016. Skagit Valley resident Graham Kerr, that is the mission of the 82-year-old former Galloping Gourmet. And you can hear more from him tonight because he's in Seattle. He's going to be at the University Bookstore this evening at 7 o'clock. Thanks for tuning in to KUOW's The Record.